Yeah, that was an announcement on June 8th by the Army Corps of Engineers and the Environmental Protection Agency. Just a terrible announcement. You know, I was proud. I was proud to stand with the EPA when President Trump's Navigable Waters initiative was announced. It was a common sense approach. It gave certainty to making sure that navigable, non-navigable watersheds remain clean and good drinking water. And it was what President Trump had accomplished was a pushback on WOTUS. And Waters of the U.S. Was proposed under the Obama-Biden administration. That was the largest private property taking in the history of our country. I mean, and anywhere where water laid, and, you know, and where I'm from, you know, those low areas where after it rains and the water lays there maybe for a few hours or a day or so, we call them mud puddles. That now would, under WOTUS, that would be subject to federal permitting and regulation. Technically, if you look at rain gutters, by the definition of WOTUS under the Obama-Biden administration, because that water can, if it jams up and it lays in there for a period of time, parts of your house would be subject to permitting by the federal government, and then everything in between. It's also an insult to states' rights. States under the Clean Water Act, and the Clean Water Act was a righteous piece of legislation that has helped to clean up our rivers or waterways for decades. I don't see a problem. WOTUS was a solution in search of a problem. Non-navigable waters have always been under the jurisdiction of the states, and the states have done great with that, but WOTUS blew that up as well, to where federal government would take over what is, by law, the responsibility for the states. Well, we stopped that, and President Trump put a great alternative, restored certainty for agriculture, farmers, ranchers, foresters, just everyday citizens that own homes and property and acreage. And now the June 8th is announcement that they're relooking at WOTUS. Now, the Biden administration has always been, a little vague on facts. And so we don't know yet on exactly what they're going to propose. But if the best predictor of future performance is past performance, I'm concerned that we're going to return to those threats on private property rights that serve no purpose. One of the things I always challenge the EPA when I, because under WOTUS, I chaired the Subcommittee in Agriculture for Conservation, Forestry, Watersheds, and Soils. And so when we would require them to come in and speak to us in the Agriculture Committee, and I always challenge them, show me where the problem is. Show me exactly where this devastation, this incredible challenge that you have that you want to do this. And they could never come up with the details and the facts. It was about control and the taking away of states' rights and, quite frankly, attacking private property rights.